This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and I am joined now by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I am facing another storm, the third of the season. This one, I think, is going to miss. Evidently, we're only offered two per customer.
Wow, that's good.
It really is. I've had my share of hurricanes for the year.
Yeah, I would think so. I want to apologize. I had the stupidest thing that could have happened yesterday that kept me off the air yesterday. So I apologize for asking you to shift after I said, yes, let's go do what we normally do. So anyway.
There are parts of life that just decide.
This was a car breaks.
You know, it's just yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that part of the car broke. Part of the car was broken, and it was fixed. And it was fixed within 40 minutes of me getting there at my 9 a.m. appointment. But then they decided. Well, listen, this started coming apart when he went through a car wash. Let's take it through our car wash. And then they ripped the whole assembly clean off of the roof of the car.
Oh, oops. Okay.
And they didn't have those parts, so then they had to fix that, and that's what took so long. And I mean, you know, life,
now,
right? Life.
Life. But I want to thank you because yesterday evening we'd seen Justice Amy Coney Barrett up for a vote, but now we have to say Associate Justice Barrett.
That's right. That's right. She has passed her vote.
Say again?
She has been confirmed. She is in place.
Right. And I noticed yesterday I was voting early. With these storms in the area, there were thousands of people waiting at our local civic hall because they said, look, we've been chased all around the country by storms. I want to make sure I get to vote if this one turns ugly and chases us out again. Democrats didn't waste any time. They called Barrett an extremist. They called her corrupt, unqualified. But I think that's pretty easy to translate. They mean she isn't a progressive judge who will legislate for them from the bench.
Yeah. They want to make the judiciary another legislative branch to where if they can't get the votes, they can force it. You know, and then. I understand, you know, it's politics, and politics is a rough and tumble game, and if you want to play that game, well, then be prepared for what's coming, because it's definitely coming. But nonetheless, I get tired of the same nonsense and the drivel.
Well, if it is a game, and if it has rules, and if it is rough and tumble, then when you lose, please take it without being childish and calling names.
That's not the left.
Well, I can hope.
No, you can't. I mean, let's be honest. You know, you and I and people like us and people conservative and all this other stuff, we don't bother anybody. We don't try to impose our way of life on anybody. You probably have had some people come to you during this COVID scare and all of this rioting coming to you saying, hey, what gun do you recommend? Where can I buy it? Or have you got one I can borrow? Or have you got one I can buy?
Sure. So, absolutely.
And then you have to make a decision based upon certain things. But, I mean, other than that, we don't really – we protect our way of life. We take responsibility for our own well-being. And we pretty much leave pretty much everybody alone. That's not what the left does. So,
well, here's – even if they won't be gentlemen, Bill, this is an election year. This is an election week.
Yeah.
And calling Judge Barrett names, look, I get it. You're playing to your socialist base, but it could also alienate the independents who are picking their candidate and it might motivate the Republicans to get off their bottom and go vote.
Yeah.
And just for fun, remember that Vice President Joe Biden and Speaker Pelosi both claim to be faithful practicing Catholics, just like Associate Judge Barrett is.
Gotcha. Well, except they don't act that way.
Well, they claim it when they're asking for votes.
Yeah.
The Democrats already claimed that the rules of the Senate were violated, but Democrat Harry Reid, as the former majority leader of the Senate, established those rules. He changed them when he was in office.
That's right.
And we saw Democrats try to deny Barrett a seat the same way they did to Judge Bork, Judge Thomas, and Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to ask you a question because are you an NRA certified instructor?
I was. That's lapsed today.
But that doesn't mean your qualification went away. So, and plus, you go to classes and do all these other things. So I want to ask you a courtesy question.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out with my dentist and with a guy who listens to the show and who is also a competitive shooter. And
wow.
I was letting them shoot double stack 2011s because they'd never had shot double stack 2011s before. And I think those are magnificent guns. There is a price to admission, but, it's worth it if that's some way you want to go. And when my dentist was shooting, he was doing what I would consider to be a natural grip, which was completely, he's gripping it with the shooting hand, and then he's laying his support hand over that thumb that's on the shooting hand because that hand has made first contact, the other hand is making second contact, and he was actually he was pressing his thumb on a shooting hand against the gun. And I pointed out, listen, pull that thumb out and then do like this. And I'm showing him the way Steve taught us to shoot with that thumb press method, which works pretty good for me. And is that good range etiquette to lend unsolicited advice to somebody like that?
I think so, in the sense that if you're inviting someone who is not well-trained to shoot, I think it's, in fact, extremely polite to say, have fun. If you want, I can show you how it was shown to me by people who are very acutely aware of what seems to work best. This is what they tried and what they showed to me. You can choose any way you want. You might find that this works better. People don't know what they don't know, and to expand their experience without asking them to make so many mistakes on their own, boy, if it were any other activity, you'd say, why didn't you tell them?
Yeah, as far as grip is concerned, like when Henry Aaron came into the major leagues, where a right-handed batter has his left hand on the bottom and his right hand stacked on top of that to bat, he had his hands reversed.
Isn't that, and yet he made it work.
Well, no, he didn't make it work. They got him to change that because the problem with that is that it's harder to get that arm out of the way if a pitch comes in.
Oh,
and it's,
wow.
You've got to be on the inside, and it will actually break your wrist or your hand, and that's why they want it lower, right? That puts it at a better angle. So they had to get him to change that, but that was the way he naturally felt like he had to bat. And he got to the major leagues that way, or he got into the minor leagues that way. And, sometimes I wonder, because my dentist, even though his grip was just an instinctive, natural thing to him, he was hitting the bullseye.
Right.
He was hitting the target over and over and over and over and over again. And then I made my suggestion to him, which he still hit the target, but, it's sort of an awkward feeling change, but I tell you what, we'll talk about this more when we get back. How do people find you?
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm co-host at the Polite Society podcast. My blog is up at slowfacts.wordpress.com.
All that stuff. Also, it goes out to amaland.com as far as all that goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. What would you like to speak about this evening, sir?
Well, I think I want to talk to voters who haven't cast their vote yet about why judges matter. I'm not sure. I mean, it's just been on my mind that so much the last couple of days of how important it is that judges read the law. I mean, that's true for Republican gun owners, independent gun owners, and even the millions of new Democrat gun owners. Violence has increased these last few months, and we don't know whether it's going to increase or decrease after the election. Some people have threatened to be quite violent if Democrat candidates don't win, and we don't necessarily know when or where that violence will find us. And there's a key aspect that I think some people lose, and that's that time is important. In fact, time is everything. How we act when we have minutes to react is different than how we act when we have seconds or less. Of course we call the police if we have time. And self-defense is what we do when we have no time and no chance to escape.
Yeah.
We want the police to come, but we anticipate that they'll get there too late. And these days, we don't even know if the police are available. Are they equipped? Are they even allowed to respond? And for many of us, the police are simply there to take a report. Where our safety that we have to provide until the police get there, that's up to us. But it's interesting, Bill, self-defense isn't necessary for everyone.
Now, when you say that, do I detect a tone of sarcasm in that one?
Oh, not at all. I'm just saying that there are a few rich billionaires, a few millionaires too, but not many, who can buy their own security. And the vast majority of us, though, have to provide it for ourselves, and we do. And I'm thinking that the election isn't so much between Republicans and Democrats, not even between those who love Trump and those who like Biden. It's between the people of wealth who want to control us and those of us who want to retain control of our own lives. I think the question about this election is if the media and the people who own it will determine our political future, or do we get to do that without, you know, what will happen if we vote against the billionaires?
Right.
Wow. Right. Will you be allowed to protect yourself, or are you depending on the local government for your physical safety? Will you be allowed to go to work in the age of COVID, or start a new job or start a new enterprise in the land of COVID where your local government can tell you what you can and can't do? Do you trust your local politicians today and tomorrow and the day after to protect your family, protect it economically and physically, and do a job as good as you would?
Right.
Many new gun owners decided, you know, I don't trust you guys, and I'll take care of this myself. And as you pointed out with your dentist and your buddy who's shooting competition, that's only the first step. Buying the gun, the sales receipt doesn't make you safer until you learn what to do.
Yeah.
And Bill, so your buddies that you went shooting with, did they pick up the mindset that this is a emergency use tool like a fire extinguisher?
I don't think so, not yet. Now, my dentist has the forethought in his office to he has guns around in his office.
Hmm. Okay. Is he worried about monetary robbery or people coming in to steal drugs, or is it just that he wants to protect his staff and his patients? Do you?
I think it's just that. I don't think it is anything in particular. He's in a fairly well-to-do area, but, I mean, this is a sort of an uncertain time. We don't have a lot of Antifa, but that kind of stuff just doesn't.
But think of it. These days with sedation dentistry becoming more and more popular, hi, if I'm going to go to the dentist, I'm not going to carry a gun if I'm going to be sedated. That's not safe. And this dentist feels the obligation to provide for the protection of his patients when they're compromised. Thank
you. Gotcha. Yeah. I appreciate that as well. I mean, he's got an AR-15, and in place. So, yes, he's taken pretty good care of everything. And so he is aware of that, but he's also aware that he needs to work on a few things. And that's cool. I mean, it just comes down to, you know, going out there and getting repetitions, you know, getting the practice.
Well, he went to somebody who might know. I mean, he could have just started trying lots of different things. He could have jumped into the internet and found advice, good, bad, and indifferent. But he asked somebody. You, like many gun owners, are a resource. You're effectively a local expert. You can at least show them where to look. Thank you.
Right. Well, I'm gonna try to get him to come and shoot with us at my friend's house, because my friend is actually an instructor, and he, you know, I can get out there and show you how I do it, which is basically
right.
How Steve showed us how to do it.
Right.
And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about those two classes we've taken together, because we can compare notes, because I think for some people, when they hear us talking about classes, they think it's the same thing. I want to talk about the two classes we've gone to together. But that's in the next segment. And when I was, for example, when I was involved in the martial arts, I was a pretty good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't teach nobody nothing, though. and that's because, and it's sort of like shooting, because the martial art is largely dependent upon your body type as to how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that. And I would imagine with your hands and your wrists and your elbows and your shoulders, that might have a little bit to do, come into play as far as the way you're trying to torque your body or whatever when you're gripping the gun. So I kind of think that comes into play as well. And, you know, that's one reason I'm not an instructor, because I don't know how to be that sort of adaptive that you probably have to be
sure.
A gun instructor, too. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break. If you would, take your time. You got plenty of time. Tell the people how to find what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a snack food podcast. What did Grandma do right when she was attacked? I try and keep it to 15 minutes. And I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast once a week. My blog goes up at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it goes out to Clash Daily, to Amaland, and the Daily Surge. And thank you, Bill. Once a week, I get to join you and the ninjas here on Lock and Load Radio.
Ninja, that's right. That's right. So anyway, sort of makes you one of the grandmasters, like myself. So, good deal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wall Street was confident that a disputed presidential election will be avoided, with all three major indices making large gains at the bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 554 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 had its best election day on record, gaining 1.8% at the close. And the NASDAQ rebounded to finish over 11,100 points, adding 1.9% on the day. However, results in North Carolina will be delayed tonight. The State Board of Elections voted to keep polls open until 7:30 p.m. Eastern in four polling locations after technical issues delayed voting. Officials say the earliest they could now begin to release results will be 8:15 p.m. Issues were also reported in Franklin County, Ohio, where a problem with the electronic registration system forced workers to switch to paper poll books to check in voters. Paper ballots were also used for a time in Spalding County, Georgia, after a countywide system outage forced the switch. This is USA Radio News. With polls beginning to close in a few hours, the presidential candidates are preparing for a long night of vote counting. Visiting the offices of the RNC in Arlington, Virginia, President Trump told staff there he's expecting to have a great night.
I'm hearing we're doing well all over here. The lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden told voters in Philadelphia that he'd be a president for all Americans if elected.
I promise you this. All I'm running is a proud Democrat. If you elect me, I'm going to be an American president. There's going to be no red states or blue states, just the United States of America. We're going to pull together.
Polls in Pennsylvania, one of the most contested of the battleground states, close at 8 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, who gets to Yes.
Go. You wanted to talk about grip and firearms instruction. What you thinking? Because you've been with some of the best.
Well, you and I both attended the Tactical Response Fighting Pistol class and the Steve Fisher Sentinel Concepts red dot sight class together.
Yes.
Now, in the first one, where we were shooting a thousand rounds over the course of those 2 days, they, as far as I saw, didn't try to teach anybody how to do anything. They were just running us through drills. They would show us the drill, then they would make us do the drill over and over and over and over and over again, which is great. That's good stuff. Right. But they weren't trying to teach us anything, so I guess maybe the presumption was we were there for the class, so maybe we knew what we were doing. However, yeah, as long as I've been, as long as I've been shooting, you know, when we get to Steve's class, and we're out there and we're actually having to do something a little more detailed, like zeroing a gun at 25 yards, a handgun with an optic. And I was struggling. The heat was just about to kill me. I was having trouble seeing the target and all this other stuff. And still, it wasn't until I took that little break that I took when I finally was about to just fall out that when I came back, I was so much better off and I could see and I could do things.
Right.
But all along, he's there adjusting grips and looking at what we're doing, because what he's trying to teach us to do is not shoot in a general direction, but actually place and shape the shot.
Right.
And so for that, he had to do, you know, he had to get a little more detail to it. Now, I probably haven't trained as often as you have. I know you've trained in a lot of places with a lot of different people. Is that par for the course, or is that... was what happened at Steve's class, was that a little more hands-on and a little more detailed than normal?
Yes, more detail-oriented. And for competitors, efficiency is everything. Steve Fisher is stronger than I am. He has a strength coach very deliberately for the people he's teaching. That's tremendously important. But really what he's teaching us isn't a matter of strength, but how best to use the strength you have. Not even a matter of speed. I can't shoot as fast as Steve can. But how to simplify the motions, no matter how fast you are, so that you can fulfill your own potential. I think that's what competitors bring to the rest of us. And James Yeager and his school were back at what should you do in a conflict? How do you move? How do you get comfortable with this gun next to you? Both styles of instruction, tremendously valuable. I think they're complementary rather than being in competition or conflict.
I just found that interesting because I have taken other local classes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I found, and I'd be interested in your opinion with this too, like the local class I took, they were also, while they were a school, they also had been taught at Fighting Pistol at Tactical Response.
Okay.
And I found their curriculum to be identical to the Tactical Response curriculum. And it makes me wonder if some of these instructors go to other instructors and they begin to think that this is the way or maybe the best way to do certain things. And really, truly, it was sort of a breath of fresh air with Steve, not because he was going into detail, but he was getting rid of a lot of dogma that a lot of gun classes seem to have. Not tactical response class had no dogma. It was nothing but repetitions. But, you know what I'm talking about, the other stuff.
I do.
Because with tactical response, when you stop shooting and you're doing the look around, if you don't put your gun back in your holster, you'd better be shooting it, because that's signifying you think the gunfight is still on, so you got to get into it. And those instructors were real hard on that, on trying to get that mindset in play. If the gun's out, be looking for something or shooting it.
Right.
If you're not shooting, be loading. If you're not loading, be moving. That kind of thing.
And in that, they were, boy, you had to think in both cases. You had to modify your behavior in both classes. But their emphasis was so isn't that odd that we'd say James Yeager's class made you think more? Well, Steve made you pay attention more to what you were doing, and you had to break more old habits, in my case, in Steve's class. Both being able to concentrate paid off for both classes. Just a different emphasis.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that so? James is taking the aspect of looking at a lot of violent encounters, a lot of students, and saying, here are the drills that best teach the techniques we want. I mean, that's what they can do that you or I can't do. And really, a competitive shooter can't do. Hi, I'm looking at teaching methodology over thousands and thousands of students, what works best to get them to perform. And Steve has said, I've personally tried lots of things. I've done lots of variations of grip and stance and motion. Here's what I've found works best over a smaller number of students that I've had. God bless them both.
Yeah. Yeah, two different approaches. I think that kind of variety is good to be exposed to as far as training and getting out there and learning different things and being able to learning things that you can duplicate by yourself without messing them up.
Right. Go ahead. Isn't that fascinating? Both classes were several days, but you and I, at least I think, I didn't learn the material till I came home and had to practice it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. I found that to be the case because the day that we were doing the RDS class, it was 103.
Wow, yeah, that's tough.
And it was cooler in Camden, Tennessee in June because it was only in the 90s that day, remember?
Yep.
And I had a much easier time of it. And I stayed both days in Camden, Tennessee. But it was when I got back that I really started to break it down. Where Steve is more detail-oriented, and he's trying to get you thinking that detailed sort of way. James' class is all geared towards you learning how to deal with gross motor function versus fine motor function.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So I found that contrast quite enjoyable, to be honest with you. But
we live in the golden age of firearms instruction.
Yep.
You know, there's so many phenomenal trainers out there. Go find some.
Young and old. That's right. They're out there, young and old, and you can. All you got to do is take the plunge and go take the class, and that's where it begins. And once you take one class, then it becomes sort of addictive. I dread getting there, and I dread doing the stuff, and then when we finally get on the firing range, then I enjoy myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Weird
thing, I know. We're coming up on the next break.
Okay.
Tell me how we can find you and everything else.
My writing is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I put out one podcast a week, self-defense gun stories, just a little snack food, 15 minutes. The Polite Society podcast, where I'm a co-host, that'll run 90 minutes, and we go through the news. It used to be called Politics and Guns. We continue to tease Paul Lathrop, the host, that it'd be great if we had a show called that. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily, at Ammo Land. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load Radio. Thank you, Bill.
Roger that. We'll be right back. When we get back, I'm going to let this is going to be your topic there, Rob. You pick it.
Okay.
We'll find out what's on your mind. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We have been talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. At this particular moment, I have no idea what we're going to talk about in this last segment, but he's going to tell us. Please, sir, if you would.
Gun ownership must be breaking into new segments of society. For Newsweek to have done a less than horrible job, they reported, hey, people who never thought they were going to get a gun have gone out to get one. So they do some interviews, and it was pretty representative of what you and I've seen. You know, people who didn't feel safe walking to their car at night, they never thought about getting a gun, and now they go and go, here, I think it's up to me. I see urban violence. I see it on, I see restrictions, on our ability to conduct our lives, to earn a living for many people. What should I do? I need to protect myself and my family. Newsweek did a fair job of describing that. Here's where they get a failing grade. They said, oh, but you know, there have been 40,000 firearms accidents, and a lot of those were suicides. They never, and John Lott takes everyone to task for this, they never reported the benefits of owning a firearm.
Oh, no.
They reported about the dangers. Now, that's only half the equation. What, and you can argue this, we will argue it, Bill, you and I. One set of numbers say, oh, it's only 500,000 times that people use a firearm for self-defense each year. The vast majority of those, just like when a police officer touches his firearm, he never has to press the trigger. The criminal goes, I don't want to close with a guy who's pointing a firearm at me. I'd like to either comply or run away.
Yeah.
Criminals, when they see us, behave exactly the same way. Well, no news there. Other numbers say, no, it's not 500,000 times a year, it's, which would make it over 10 times more likely that a firearm would save a life than cost one, including suicides. And that number comes up to 3 million times a year.
Right.
And then you go, whoa, what about all the sexual assaults that were stopped? A guy runs up, grabs a woman, she's got her hand in her purse, she turns the firearms in his hand, and a rapist goes, whoops, not what I planned. Is that ever reported even as a sexual assault? It it was going to be one, but never became one.
It becomes a DTU.
Right, which is often not recorded by police departments. You might think it would be, but, oh, what was the crime that occurred for which you defended yourself? I got grabbed from behind in the middle of the night. No column. Sorry, nothing happened, according to the police. If you ask a woman who's walking to her car and gets grabbed from behind in the parking lot, she thinks it's really significant. And yet, Newsweek missed it. John has been harping at this for years. He's absolutely right. And whether it's the smaller bound of the number of 500,000 or the larger number of over 3 million, it's significant. What also I think is significant, and John doesn't talk about this, is in states with severe firearms restrictions, we sometimes, not always, different states, different years, the numbers vary, will see a slight reduction in the number of suicides with a firearm. We don't see a reduction in the number of suicides, merely that they didn't use a firearm. And that's pretty weak. That's a very weak benefit given what it costs.
Right.
We made it much harder for people to defend themselves, which is, again, between 10 to 30 times more common than either accidents or deliberate misuse of a firearm like suicide. The media is still sloppy. It's still slanted. But at least they're covering it. They're saying that we exist. All right, half a loaf. We have to take what we can get.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Did Dan Zimmerman or one of your other folks talk about what's been going on with the suit in North Carolina? Gun Rights North Carolina is suing some of the sheriffs because the law says, "Hi." Doesn't say anything about COVID in the law, Sheriff. You have 14 days to issue or deny a permit. Your problem.
Go. No, we did not talk about that.
Well, I think that's fascinating because sheriffs are going, well, we have to meet with the people. We have to wait a minute. If they can do it for car driver's licenses, you, sheriff, can do it for a firearms permit. Why not? You have the far better tool. Hey, if a cop stops me along the side of the road, he manages to run a background check on me. And if he can find it out on the side of the road, you can do it from the safety of an office. And the law never said that there was an exception because it was inconvenient.
Yeah.
I like it when rights are respected. It's a little unusual. Good. That's why it made the news. That's why it stood out.
Just to give a little context to your earlier point about how many times people use guns in self-defense.
Right.
At 500,000, that's 1,369 times a day. At 3 million, which is the CDC number, that's 8,219 per day.
Wow. That's a lot of people who found themselves at the point where they said, I'm facing immediate, unavoidable threat of death or great bodily injury. I'm an innocent party or a fellow family member is an innocent party. And, on the other hand, we were just talking the other day, there's a defensive gun use where a husband is fighting with an attacker who broke into the house. Wife shoots the bad guy. She used a rifle.
Yeah.
And everybody in the story, I think, pictured a hunting rifle. Okay, you can point it sort of. And I was thinking, really? The most common rifle out there is a semi-automatic 22 caliber. It still points well. If you put a red dot sight on it, it aims quickly. If you put a laser sight on it, you might only use it inside 50 feet. But wow, all of a sudden, I'd almost hand that to, if somebody said, I want a gun for home defense, I'm not going to train with it, my wife will barely shoot it. That might be a firearm of choice. It's the easiest learning curve I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can still find them in gun stores. Wow, double benefit.
That's a huge benefit right now.
Right.
Was it? Somebody sent me a message the other day saying I went to a gun show and there were very few guns and ammo there.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, that's because there's very few guns or ammo anywhere. But I didn't say
right.
that. I just
you're a little late to the party. One last late to the party story before we close. For the longest time, Kimber Firearms was born and bred first in Connecticut, then in New York, and now they finally figured it out. They had a facility in Troy, Alabama, and they moved its headquarters from New York down to Alabama. I'm thinking this was the world's most over-anticipated press release. Like, what took you so long? We wondered why you hadn't done this years and years ago. But okay, better late than never. Good.
Dan and I talked about this. It's a very arduous process, I would think, to move a company across the country. But I'm glad to see him go, too. I'm very glad to see him go. But before we run out of time, thank you very much for taking the time to join me this evening. As always, it was a slice.
My pleasure, Bill. I'm so glad that you're back in business and I get to join you.
There you go. We'll be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. If you haven't already voted, our day of reckoning is coming. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.